Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Angela Cherby from the Karlovy Vary Festival for the Future Frame section, and I'm here with Nikolaj Johansson, director of If You Knew. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, your film is a film about breaking up and about suffering after a breakup, but a major suffering, like a big crisis, is hit this girl, which is like the lead character of your film. And there is a lot of actually therapy involved, and not only a kind of medical recovery she's trying to go through. So why did you choose this subject?
Well, it's as always, it's a long story. actually, I was researching for a while back for making like more of a crime thriller kind of film. And I was just like consuming all like true crime podcasts, literature, all that. And I came across all these stalking narratives. And I realized that these, like the real life stories about stalking and stalkers, was very different from what Hollywood had kind of taught me about stalking. These are people who are like caught in their own emotions. They're like caught by obsessive thoughts, and they're like victims as well. This condition, as it was described by people going through it, felt very similar to mental health issues that I had had, and that I know a lot of people had. Like this whole, you know, as I said before, being caught in your own emotions, not being able to kind of transcend your emotions and be rational. And I thought that was so interesting. And I just had to make a film that hopefully focuses on how it feels to be in this state, and not so much about like, you know, the thriller narrative of the stalking or whatever, if that makes sense.
Because, I mean, your lead character, she's not an evil stalker. I mean, she is stalking for her own sake, for her own mental health and sanity. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't want to hurt or to ruin the life of the of the guy she was with. So it's for me, the movie was more about suffering from loss than stalking somebody, even if managing this kind of recovery has to go through stalk. I mean, every one of us did this. I mean, when, you know, especially now in the era of social media, you want to know what the other person is going to do after you.
Yes, exactly. It's so like crazy to me that there were times where you could be with a person and they could break up with you, and you could just kind of like start over and live a new life. But now you're so exposed to everybody else all the time that you will never be able to get 100% away from the person. Mm-hmm. But it is, as you say, like we kind of like that saying that people who fall in love, they go insane for a little while. I feel like some people, this kind of insanity, or that's such a violent kind of thing to happen to you. Like that's, if you imagine that you've imagined your whole life with this person, and all of a sudden, like it's not just the last 5 years, let's say you've been together for 5 years, that's not just the last 5 years that are gone. It's like the rest of your life, it's like gone. And I think all of us are also maybe become a little bit insane for that period. And then for some people, this, you know, this insanity, to put it in a like rough term, just sticks around, like this, this obsession or this love, just, you know, it sticks. And this is, to me, what has happened to our main character, Leonora. She just can't let go of this person. And as you said, it's the suffering, and it's also the shame.
Yeah, it's a shame, and also the shame of not being able to let go. Stylistically, you said that you were researching for making another kind of movie, and then you bumped into this stalking thing. But stylistically, there is something that is kind of very close to a drama thriller in your film. Mm-hmm. So, which were the influences that you brought in your film?
Well, obviously a lot of different stuff. I can say that I often make genre films. Like I have made several horror films, but I think I always bring some kind of genre sensibility with me. And I thought it would be interesting to kind of have this, like the climax of the film is kind of structured as a thriller, but like the violence just never happens because we're talking about emotional violence in this film. But the influences, I think stylistically, like not thematically in for this film, at least in any way, but the Dardenne brothers, the way they use camera is very fascinating to me. Camera can be tracking the character so closely and we never kind of leave that perspective. I'm especially thinking of their film, The Sun, like not the sun in the sky, but like your offspring, that film, Le Fils. That film, it's so interesting how it stays so close to the character. And just by like being near him, we kind of feel his paranoia in some way. And that's kind of, at least for the climax of the film, that was a huge inspiration.
One last question about your work with the actors. She had to be very present in her acting. She cannot miss anything because seeing every single minimal expression on her face. So how did you work with her in order to for her to be so so effective?
We cast her very early in the process, like way before the script was done. Like we had our overall storyline kind of set, but then we kind of shaped the film around her. I like to do this because I think that's for me the only way to work. Like you have a certain actor and you kind of have to marry that to the character you're portraying. But yeah, she just, we closely collaborated. She really took ownership of the role, which meant that it felt like we weren't like, I wasn't just directing her. We were like kind of together, we were shaping the character. And yeah, I think for a director, the most important thing is really just creating a space where there is room for the actor to feel comfortable, to be vulnerable in a way. I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's like you can just feel if the actor really gets the character and like gets the emotionality of it. And then, yeah, it makes the whole thing easier because you get like a common language that you can refer to. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows is the best answer, actually, because there are there are no direct and sure answers to this question, actually.
No. And that's what makes it fun and magical, I think, is that it's not so mathematical how you kind of go about it. It's very personal, and it's about like people and how you connect to each other. And yeah, that's what makes filmmaking fun, I think, in general. It's that it's not so, you know, controlled. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Nicolai Johansen, the director of If You Knew at the Carlo Vivari Festival in the Future section. Thank you very much for having been with us. I am Angelo Acerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.